Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning. At an altar, I knelt. I found peace, so serene. And all that he asked us is a child, a childlike trust, and a heart.
Pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm learning to read.
Every day I'm
learning to lean
on Jesus. Called on Jesus, and he's always there.
Yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me. He won't forsake me.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We strongly encourage you to also invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia. My brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Brian Tansel will be presenting our words of encouragement on today. His topic is acknowledging God's grace. We ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning to all of our audience. Sister Danielle, thank you so much for kicking us off as you do so wonderfully, gracefully, and beautifully every single day. Trust that you and your family are doing well, and I trust that everyone under the sound of my voice is doing well. You know, this week, on Wednesday, one of my hometown teams played in the state basketball tournament, the Greenville, Tennessee Yellow Jackets. The lady basketball team made the state tournament, and I was able to travel to Murfreesboro to be with them for the game. But more importantly, I got to spend some time with my lovely mother, May Tansel, and my sister, who's coaching, the assistant coach of the basketball team, and also my brother Thomas. And I saw a lot of my classmates, former townspeople, former athletic coaches and educators. And for those of you that like to see people you haven't seen in about 35 years, it was very humbling. It was a great experience. But at the end, the team won on Wednesday. The Lady Yellow Jackets won their first game of the state tournament, and they play again today. I'll be unable to attend that game. But if they win, they'll be in the championship tomorrow. There is some grace being shown by God. You know, when you see people that knew your grandparents and they have stories that they can share with you about your grandparents, there's something magical and special about that. You know that the people that came before you really laid down a solid foundation of just being a community servant and citizen, just being a great Christian in their path in this life. And I know that they've acknowledged God's grace along the way, and they've opened up some doorways for us and created opportunities for us. So I'm just very grateful and thankful for my parents, my family, my grandparents, and all our family has done to make our hometown a better place. So today our topic is acknowledging God's grace. I do believe that the more we look for God's grace, the more we'll find it, the more we'll see it. We're going to talk a little bit about how to acknowledge God's grace and look at some verses that are relevant to doing that. So first, if you're ever in a situation where you need to figure out how you can acknowledge God's grace, one good exercise to do would be just take out a sheet of paper and write down, "Lord, I thank you for," and you fill in the blank. How long should it take you to write on that sheet of paper, the front and back of that sheet of paper, and probably a lot more paper? But the exercise is what's causing us to receive God's grace, because when you start thinking about all the things he has provided for us and what he's provided for us, what he said he would do and what he will do, you will be writing for quite a long time. And when the battles of life come and test you, you got more than enough ammunition to bat down whatever is in front of you just by that exercise. It can be something you refer to from time to time. You can always add to it over time. But just practice building good habits like that that can keep you strong, doing good times and doing times of challenge. So say thanks for things and fill in the blank. If you're writing down on a sheet of paper, just write that out when you have some time. Seek forgiveness for sins. The Bible tells us we're all sinners. We have to acknowledge that we've sinned and ask for forgiveness, and be humble about it. Think through it. You know, what is it that I can do better? Are there some steps I can take to avoid being in this condition? Are there some things I can eliminate from being in this position? What can I do from a proactive standpoint? It isn't always a defensive move. It could be an offensive move. Maybe you need to spend your time doing more things that are going to give God the glory instead of man the glory. be obedient to the scripture. So how can we acknowledge God's grace? Be obedient to the scripture. The Bible teaches us that we have to study to show ourselves approved. Being obedient is being committed to the scriptures and what the scriptures tell us, and living that life out fully without fail. Number four is prayer. Pray from a humble perspective. Have a heart of humility. Always be in a grateful mindset. I received a text there. I have to read it by Sister Danielle. I just loved it. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it'll be yours. Yes, and good morning to you. Believe that it will be yours when you pray for it. Now, pray for good things. Solomon didn't pray to have everything, but, you know, he prayed for knowledge and understanding, but look what he got. He got more than he bargained for. Now, we got to be ready to deal with the grace that God shines on us. It might be a lot more than you ask for. So being humble and having humility and asking for understanding to be able to navigate what he gives you is a good place to be. You know, you want to make sure that you're able to handle all this responsibility, because he might turn it loose on you. So be ready for it. Pray for it. Get ready for it. That may mean learning a new skill. It may mean asking someone for help on how to deal with so much he gives to you. Notice how God works in other people. We're talking about acknowledging God's grace. Look around. The older I get, the more I see people that are more self-focused. And I'll just say it, you know, there's a lot of selfish people out here. All they think about is themselves. Don't be that type of person. There's people around you that are going through the same thing that you're going through. Life is not always bad on you. Other people are going through challenging times. Lift up other people, and it will help lift you as well. But look at how God is working in people's lives, and how do you get into the sunshine? You know, every day that sun comes up and spins around this earth's axis, it's beautiful to watch the morning sun rise, and as you see it coming through the tree line, and as you hear the birds start singing and waking up and seeing that it's going to be a great day ahead, are you noticing that when the sun touches almost every point of this earth, there's a little bit of movement, there's a little bit of energy, a little bit of friction going on? It's just absolutely magical how the day begins every single day. But notice how God works in other people. Express your desires and concerns to God. So we don't want to be in a point of dwelling on what's wrong with our life. What do we want more than what we need? Accept what you have. Build on what you have. Pray for things that you need. And God will grant them. God will grant them. And when he grants them, receive his grace and pray again for the understanding, as I spoke about earlier. Receive it, and then pray that you understand what it is you're receiving. So in everything we do, accept his grace in everything. Accept his grace in everything. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I love that intro song this morning. And if you listen to me, to songs and music, if you listen to the words and think about what those words are saying and how that's relevant to you, you know, in every song, you could actually learn a lesson from that song in about 3 minutes when the song plays. But in his grace, there's peace. In his grace, there's trust. In his grace, there is purity. In God's grace, there's freedom. In God's grace, there is power. There is hope. And there is salvation. That's our conclusion, how to acknowledge God's grace. And acknowledging God's grace is always going to keep you in a good place. That's our message today. Good luck to my hometown team. We'll be praying for them, and we're praying for you out there. We're praying that God puts you in a better place, in a better space, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and that you're able to tackle any challenge that you're faced with today and beyond. With that, let us close with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the families represented on this call. Thank you for their commitment to being better Christians, their commitment to receiving your grace and acknowledging that grace and having a better understanding about how to apply what we receive when we pray for it, when we look for it, when we acknowledge it in ourselves and other people around us. And we pray for others. It's very humbling to pray for others more than ourselves, because that's the ultimate sign of humility and being obedient to you and the scripture and your word. Life is about saving others as well as ourselves, but we're the living example of the Christians that we should be when we walk in the light that you've provided and when we walk in the scripture. Father, keep us connected to you. Keep us grounded. Keep us holy. We pray for our brothers and sisters that have had financial challenges, physical challenges with their health. We pray for their family members that they're taking care of as their caregivers. Sometimes we get sad news and bad news, Lord, but keep us in a mindset of accepting it and being strong and letting them, you know, let us know and let our people know that you're always with us. You're never going to leave us, Father. And we have great people on this call that are praying for you. We just acknowledge all the faithful folks that call in from time to time and let us share in what's going on in your life and let us pray for you. It's a sign of getting out of yourselves and asking other people to share in what's going on in your life. And we love praying for you, so keep those prayers coming, and we know God will keep the grace coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.